The following story is by Bear Creek Secondary School co-op student Bridget Gilroy. Several Barrie area high school hockey teams are gearing up to pounce on the puck, with the annual Kempinfilt Cup just days away. The popular event supports Barrie and district Christmas cheer. This year we'll see the tournament broken up into 2 days, with the Kempinfilt Cup South happening on Tuesday, including Banting Memorial, Bradford District, Nottawasaga Pines and Nanter Shores, and Kempinfilt Cup Barrie taking place the following day, featuring Barrie North, Bear Creek, Innisdale, Eastview and Maple Ridge. Last year, Nanter Shores skated its way to the boys' title, while the girls' championship was won by Eastview. Bear Creek's players are psyched and strapped in. Its girls' hockey team is coached by Jody Green and Melanie Ran Calhoun, who says she's excited about the upcoming tournament and season. "I'm inspired by how much the girls' game has grown since I began coaching in the early 2000s. I know that 20 years seems like a long time, but just in that short time the sport has grown so much," Ran Calhoun says. The Kempinfilt Cup is an annual high school hockey tournament in Barrie that focuses on the quick bursts and joys of hockey competition, while simultaneously raising money for Christmas cheer. The competition will take place on December 17 and 18 at Sadlin Arena and run throughout the day. "It is one of the most memorable days of the school year, being able to cheer for their school, mingle with friends from other schools, and show their spirit all for a good cause," says Green. "It's most recognized as a medium for school spirit. Students are asked to don their school's colors in the form of face paint, costume jewelry and clothing. Each school is allowed to send 8 school buses filled with always enthusiastic students." Brooklyn Kett is a grade 10 student at Bear Creek who will be playing in the Kempinfilt Cup Barrie on Wednesday at Sadlin Arena. Photo by Jody Green. As one of the year's most popular events, tickets typically sell out the same day they go on sale. Around 300 students per school fill the building, along with families and community members. "The energy in the building is just incredible. There really is nothing like it," says Ran Calhoun. Those playing in the tournament follow a packed schedule. They begin arriving at the South End rink around 6 a.m. The first game kicks off around 7:10 a.m. and only lasts one period before the teams switch up. While not on the ice, players can head to the stands to enjoy the game before coming back down to begin the next round. Brooklyn Kett is back for her second year on the Bear Creek team, playing both defense and center. With 4 years of representative hockey under her belt, she welcomes another shot at the Kempinfilt Cup. "K-Cup brings together the combination of competition and school spirit, creating such a fun day for all of the kids," Kett says. "It really helps me improve my skills under pressure and become less nervous each year." Kett also enjoys rugby, both with the school and externally, among numerous other sports, such as volleyball, track and tennis, to name a few. She says she appreciates the Kempinfilt Cup most of all for its exciting, yet nerve-wracking, atmosphere. Due to its growing popularity, several high schools have a girls' hockey team these days. "Because it's a varsity sport, it offers a unique opportunity for younger girls to learn from older players, and challenge themselves and their skill levels," Ran Calhoun says. Grade 11 student Ruby McKelly, who's a winger for the high school's team, comes from a long and proud line of hockey players in her family. "I like being in competitive tournaments," McKelly says of the Kempinfilt Cup. "And with a history of playing women's hockey at the provincial level, she's no stranger to the loud and boisterous tournament atmosphere." "The Kempinfilt Cup helps with school spirit, rooting for your team," McKelly says. This will be her first time participating in the popular event and she says she couldn't be more stoked. With a laugh, McKelly mentions her pregame ritual of chicken parmesan. "With eager players, involved coaches and supportive schools, this week's Kempinfilt Cup is sure to be one for the books." All Barrie area students are welcome to come out Tuesday and Wednesday at Sadlin Arena.